Hello?
Oh, hello, you can speak to Mr. Dixon.
Speaking.
Oh, hi, Mr. Dixon. This is Sean Miller. I'm calling you from Telstra. I'm a technical engineer. How are you doing?
I'm tired.
Okay. Well, Mr. Dixon, actually right now our engineers are working in your local exchange office near Tarol Babi. That is the reason I called you. So could you please tell me, how's your internet working nowadays?
At the moment, I'm on it now. It's working fine. I'm watching video.
No, not at the moment. Like since last 2 days when you normally use your internet line, sometimes did you notice your internet connection get dropped out or the speed of your internet is working very, very slow? Like that happened sometime?
You should know as Telstra that they cut down my speed. I was up at 100, whatever they are, I was on 50. And then
you're
they
getting 50.
Knocked me back to 25. They wanted me to pay more if I wanted to stay on 50.
You know what, sir? Actually, from last 2 days, we are continuously receiving so many emails from your local operator. They are complaining us that most of our customers, they're not getting a proper services from our side. That is the reason today we have started working. All right. So let me ask you, sir, have you made any kind of changes in the settings of your internet, sir?
No.
Like changes of IP address or Wi-Fi password like this?
I haven't touched any. All it did was the speed dropped, but
only
it didn't
the
make
speed.
Much difference to me, so I didn't worry about it.
Only the speed.
It's still working okay.
Okay. And could
I'm still happy with the way it's working. It's just a little bit slower, but yeah. You know,
and
put up, especially when I think back the way we used to have it.
Okay, and could you please try to remember, have you ever shared your internet or any kind of computer password to anyone?
Not my password. I've had people come in here and use my Wi-Fi
only. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why I'm asking you this, sir? Because while we are working in your internet line, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside your locality are trying to getting access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge, and they are using your IP address, sir. That's why we are calling you today to check out what's going wrong in your router, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And when was the last time you used this internet, sir? Last time?
I'm using it now. I'm on it now.
On it right now. And I can see here in my system that somebody was active in your lines yesterday midnight between 12 to 3 a.m., and on Tuesday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., that was you or somebody else?
No, I was in bed then. Yeah.
Might be anyone else in your family member who connects to your Wi-Fi, sir?
No, it wouldn't have been anyone.
Okay. By the way, when you don't use your internet line, you leave your router on or you turned it off, your router?
The router. You mean the Wi-Fi, the
modem. I'm talking about
the
modem.
Yeah,
yes,
that stays
yes.
on all the time.
That stays on all the time. And right now, are you able to check what color lights do you see on it?
I'm colorblind, so all the lights are on at the top.
Total, how many lights can you see, sir? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I've got 4 lights on the top.
4, and all of them are flashing, or only just 2 of them are flashing, so?
None of them are flashing, they're just all on.
All the lights are stable, you mean?
Yep.
And you cannot see any blue lights, sir? Any blue or any orange light?
Well, I can see blue on here.
You
I can see,
see
blue, but all the others, they were the same to me.
Only the phone one is blue, okay. And generally, how many devices are connected with the internet, like your mobile phone, computer, laptop, generally? So?
Yeah, I usually only use my computer, my laptop.
Mm-hmm. And any kind of television?
I've got another computer, but I don't use it much now. It's attached to it. It's not used. It's not on.
And any kind of television or tablet which are also connected sometime? Your TV, tablet, iPad, like this?
Yeah, I've got the TV attached to it, yeah. And my phone.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me tell you, sir, as per my reports, I can see here in my system that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services and the security of this router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. So we need to block all of them first in order to make your secure connection. And in case, sir, if we found any kind of major problem with your router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line. Okay? So first of all, what I will do, sir, I'm going to provide you some security ID number. You can make a note of it. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pencil?
Okay.
And you can write down your router customer ID number, sir. Your router customer ID, which is 888.
Yep.
Then in capital letter, D for Delta.
Yep.
C for Charlie. A for Alpha.
Yep.
Then number 60.
Yep.
Then give a hyphen.
Yep.
Then number 7.
Yep.
Then D for Delta in capital letter.
Yep.
And number 062.
What is that again?
Check it, sir. It should be 888-DCA-60-7D-062, right?
You missed out the 60. I've got 888-DCA-60-6D-0? 60, yeah. -7D-062.
Yes, this is your router customer ID number. And why I have given you this customer ID, sir, you know, because nowadays not only you, most of our customers, they are also complaining us that they are getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. Some of the people are pretending themselves they're from Amazon, they're from NBN, and they're trying to sell our customer unnecessary software, right? That is the reason, sir, we provide our each and every customer their customer ID number. So that in future, if you are going to receive any more phone calls regarding your internet or any XYZ company, you have to simply ask them about your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this ID, then only you can talk to them, otherwise not. Simply hang up the call. Okay?
Yep. Okay.
And I would like to welcome, sir. I would like to request you, sir, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or over the telephone, because this is our unique code of your router. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. And keep it on your mind, sir. Whenever you are going to receive any calls regarding your internet or your computer problem, you don't have to give this information. All the time you have to ask about it, that do you know what my customer ID is. If they are really calling you from Telstra, then 100% they are going to provide these details to you. Clear?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you know someone was coming around to check it?
No, first of all, I need to make a report, sir, what are the speed you are getting and what's going on with your router. You can do one thing. Do you know how to check the speed of your internet, sir?
Yeah, I've got a speed check.
Could you please check the speed right now, because our engineers are waiting for the report. I need to make a report of it. Check the speed. What are the speed you are getting right now?
Let me see.
You need to tell me what are the download and what are the upload speeds you are getting.
Yeah, okay. The download is around
26, 26.9, 27, 27,
stopped at 27. And the upload is 4.4, 4.5.
Just 4.5?
No, it went up to 4.6 and then dropped back to 4. So the end result was 27 download, 4.5 upload.
4.5 Mbps is your upload speed, and the download is 27 megabyte per second.
Yep.
So
yep.
Let me check. So, if you don't mind, can I ask you, sir, how old is your computer? Is this one which you are using?
What, sorry?
How old is your computer? Your computer. So this one which you are using.
Sorry, I don't understand what you mean.
I'm saying that how old is your computer?
So how
your
old? Computer. Oh, sorry. I don't know, it's probably at least 7 years old now, I think. So I've got Windows 10.
Windows 10.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, sir, as per my reports, I can see in my system that the download and the upload speed which you are supposed earlier you was getting 100 Mbps, but after few years you are getting 60 to 70 Mbps, and right now I can see here you are supposed to get 60 Mbps, 60 megabyte per second, but right now you are getting 27 megabyte per second download, and the upload is less than 5. But you are supposed to get 60 Mbps. I don't know how could this be possible. I think that some of your router meter services are not working. I need to check those services as well, why it is not working. You can do one thing, you can close this page and come back to your home screen, sir. Come to your home screen. And you can do one thing, have a look on your computer screen at the extreme left hand side bottom corner. What do you see?
Oh, the window.
And just right next to the window, sir.
Just type here to search.
Yes, right. Where you can see type here to search, you can click on it and type in your system. S-Y-S-T-E-M. System. And when you have typed system, what are the options come up on your screen, sir?
System configuration, settings, control panel, disk cleanup.
Click on system configuration. And when you click on system configuration, you will get a system configuration window. In that window, at the very top, you will get some tabs over there, like general, boot, services, startup, and tools. You need to click on services tab, sir. Click on services, and when you click on services, you will get four columns. Service, where you can see all of your service and securities name, manufacturer, which is Microsoft Corporation, and status. You need to tell me the status only. All the services are running or some of them are stopped?
There's so many of them, and they've been... Some are running, some are stopped.
Some are running. Which one is not running? Which one is not running, sir?
The oil John router service.
Router service. This one is running or this one is stopped?
Says it stopped. The application layer gateway service is stopped.
Currently the modem which you have got right now in your house, there is a lot of security installed by our side, like more than 300 security and services into your router. These are the major services of your router. So And according to my reports, I can see in my system, currently the router which you have got right now, almost 60% of your router major services are not working. If you scroll it down, sir, slowly, you will see there is a lot of services, more than 200 services. Scroll it down.
I just lost it.
What do you see now?
I just lost it. I don't know. I just went.
So, what do you see on your screen?
Oh, I see. I see. Some are running, some are stopped.
Yeah, actually the thing is that, sir, somehow the hacker, they have got your IP address. Do you know what is the meaning of IP address?
No.
IP address means, sir, internet protocol. Actually, somehow the hacker,
IP.
IP address, sir, like every...
Yeah, I've heard of that, IP,
Yes, sir. Somehow the hacker, they have got your internet IP address, and through your IP address, they are trying to sneak inside in your router, and whatever the major services you are having, they are trying to stop all the major services so that they can easily get the access of your internet. And if you scroll it down slowly, you will see there is a list of services, more than 200 services. And according to my reports, I can see in my system, almost 60% of your router major services are not working. They are getting stopped by the hacker. So what we need to do, sir, we need to go ahead and start all the other services which are getting stopped by the hacker. But before that, let me check the condition of your router. What is the condition right now? You can do one thing. You can close it and come to your home screen. Close it. And come to your home screen, sir. Come back to your original screen where you can see your icons.
Yeah, I just don't want to get rid of what I was watching.
Okay, sure.
I see. Okay.
Alright, once again, sir, on the left-hand side bottom corner of your screen, can you see type here to search? So,
yeah.
Where you can see type here to search, you can click on it and type in there event, E-V-E-N-T, event. And after typing event, you will get an option over there, event viewer. You need to select event viewer, open it. And when you open the event viewer, have a look on the left hand side top corner. Can you see there is an option over there, event viewer local?
Yeah.
And below that, what are the other options have you got, sir?
Sorry?
Below the event viewer local, what are the other options have you got?
Custom views. Administrative events, device manager. Windows load application service, something.
Okay. And at the middle, sir?
Sorry? At the middle, device manager.
You can do one thing where you can see custom views. Below that, you will see there is an option over there, administrative events. You can click on administrative events. And when you click on administrative events, at the very middle, what come up on your screen?
Number of events. 14,403.
14,403. And below that, you will see there is some warning and error signal. Red error and yellow warning. Below that.
Error,
you can see
error,
right. And if you scroll it down, so you will see there is some warning as well. Warning.
Yeah.
Scroll it down. Got it? Let me tell you, sir, this yellow warning signal continuously we are receiving from your internet line to our centralized server. And from there, we will get to know that these are the illegal things are happening in your system and you're not aware of it. And apart from the yellow warning, you will see most of them are red error. Error. You will see some date and time as well, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what exactly these red error are? Any idea?
No. Kernel events, next thing.
Okay. I can tell you. I can tell you actually this red error are the hacking files. This red error are allowing the hacker to get inside in your computer, and whenever the hacker is trying to hack your personal data and personal information out, this red error are automatically generated in your system. And if you see at the very top middle, have a look at the very top middle, you will see number of events, and you told me that is near about 14,403, right?
Yep.
It means, sir, more than 14,000 hacking links are running inside it. And you know what, sir, these are not viruses, because you can protect your computer from viruses to your antivirus. But these are online infections which is generated by the hacker. And it's keep on corrupting your software parts of the system. So what we need to do is, sir, we need to go ahead and delete all these hacking files from your system which allow to hacker to get into your system. And also we need to start all the services which are not working. You can do one thing, you can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it.
Yeah. Look, I'm not happy about working in the background of anything. I'd like to get my son to come and have a look at it. It's working okay, so, you know.
I know it is working.
I'm just not happy doing it over the phone.
This is not about your happiness. This is all about
identity.
Your safety.
Yeah, I need someone with identity. I only know that you're from Telstra because you told me.
Don't worry, sir. Once you are connected to Telstra, you can see in front of you, and not only you, in your locality, more than 300 customers, they are also become a victim of same problem. And right now, why we are calling you, because since last 2 days, we are trying to resolve all the problem from our side, but we can see the problem is from your side. If you want, I will show you that's what we are doing here, all right? You can do one thing, you can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it.
I've done that, yeah.
And after that, again, where you can see type here to search, you can click on it and type in there, run, R-U-N, run.
Yeah, like I said, I don't want
to
change anything.
No, we are not here to change anything, sir. We are just making a report.
I know you are not a
technical person. You don't have any idea about technical things. But we know what we are doing here, sir. Don't be suspicious about anything, sir. You can see each and every thing.
You have to these days. You have to. You just see so many people are getting caught up by very innocuous type people.
Yeah, so I know.
Yourself who speak very nicely, and I mean, you're spending a lot of time with me, but I just can't.
Once you are connected,
it's just too risky for me.
Yeah, I know. I can understand, sir. That is the reason at the beginning of this call I have provided you your router customer ID just for your satisfaction.
That doesn't mean anything to me. That's just a
number. No. If you want, sir, you can do one thing for your satisfaction. What I will do, I'm going to tell you the procedure how you can check your customer ID number. If you see that ID will matches down, then only you can talk to me. Otherwise, don't talk to me as well. Okay? Just for your security,
there are some numbers that are all the same. My son's told me. He said some numbers in the computer, all computers have them. They're all the same number. So,
That is your router.
We should find this number, and that proves it. It's because it's every number. And that's what scammers do. They come to people who don't know much about it.
Yes.
They they know all about it.
Your son is telling you the correct word. And these are the things going on. But I have given you your router customer ID. You can check by your end. All right. If you want, I will tell you how you can check it. I have already given you the number. You have already wrote down in a paper, right? you can check in front of you. So, all right, first of all, let me make a report because our engineers are waiting for the report. I know you are a customer, you have a lot of questions on your mind, but this is not like that, so.
Yeah,
right?
Actually, Telstra haven't really done well by me. They've been taking my money, and they, like I said, they gave me the fastest speed. I've had it for five years, and then all of a sudden they just say, oh no, we're dropping it down, you know.
I'm so sorry for the...
Apparently in the contract.
I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. Yes, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. That is the reason, sir, I told you our engineers are waiting near your local exchange office near Tanoba Bay. And not only you, almost 300 customers in your locality, they are also complaining us about it. So we are working on it. You can do one thing.
I can just walk it. It's right outside my front door, so I can walk out there
They're not working physically, they're working through online processor. As this is a technical issue, they're working from the network connection, sir. Alright. And there is not a fiber connection. If there is a fiber connection, if there is some cutout going on, then our engineers is going by physically just to connect all the fiber properly.
Yeah.
But there is not a fiber cut or anything, sir. This is a technical issue. We know by our server side, we are working on it. If you want, you can check in front of you. You can do one thing where you can see type.
Well, I'm really not happy with doing anything. I'm sorry if you're genuine, and I can't do that. I can't know that. You can't prove.
You can do one thing. Let me show you one thing. But then after you will have the right.
You're showing me a number.
No, I'm not trying to show you the number or anything. I'm just trying to show you the things what we are doing here, all right? I'm not going to show you any number. You can do one thing where you can see type here to search. You can click on it and type in there, T for Tango.
Type in what?
T as in Tango. Then A for Alpha. After that, S for sugar, and K for kilo.
Oh, task.
Yeah, task, right. You will get an option over there, task manager. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Click on task manager, and when you click on it, what come up, let me know.
Task manager.
Task manager.
There's a whole lot of things underneath it.
Have a look on that. Have a look on the left-hand side top. You will get some tabs over there, like processes, performance, app history, startup, users. Left-hand side top.
Oh yeah, all apps, documents with.
No, above to that, can see there are some tabs like app history, performance, processes, services.
It says best match.
No, you can
task
select.
Manager.
First of all, click on task manager. Click on task manager first of all.
Yeah.
When you click on task manager, what come up?
Well, then you got task manager. Then you got your file options view, process performance.
Yeah, click on performance. Click on performance. And when you click on performance, have a look on the left hand side. You will see there is some graph over there like CPU, memory, disk, Ethernet, Wi-Fi. You need to select. Yeah, click on Ethernet. So click on Ethernet. And when you click on Ethernet, you will see there is an Ethernet graph on your screen.
Yeah.
The graph is moving, sir, or is it stable?
Oh, it's moving.
It's moving, lovely. And what is the speed, sir? Could you please tell me the speed? What is the speed is going on right now?
100 kbps.
Just 100 kbps. Okay, all right.
The top. Under the top right-hand corner. But down underneath, it's got send 0, receive 8. It's changing. 8,
mm-hmm.
6, 40, 8.
And send?
Nothing on send.
Nothing on send. You know what, sir?
It's in zero.
When I first call you, when I first call you at that time, the security which I was trying to activate, it is not activating. That graph is stable. All right, and since last 2 days while we are working in your connection, at that point of time, while we are upgrading the security, that security got error. All right, we are not able to provide a security from our side just because there is so many hacking links are running inside it. All right. And right now, sir, we are upgrading some security in order to protect all of your internet connection and security secure so that nobody else can get your IP address, nobody else can use your internet from the
different location. Just something that came on send. Just came up, but it went straight away.
Like, what is the number, sir? It is running in kbps or?
Came up 32.
32 kbps or mbps?
KBPS.
Oh my god, it is working very, very slow. You can do one thing, you can close it and come back to your home screen. Close it. Come to your home screen again.
Yeah.
And on the left hand side where you can see type here to search, click on it and this time you can type in there run. R-U and run. And then press enter and let me know what come up. Press enter and let me know what come up.
Command. CMD.
CMD. Delete the CMD word from there. Delete the CMD word.
It's just CMD, that's all it said.
Yeah, make it empty, sir. Delete the CMD word from there. Delete it. Make it empty.
MC.
No, you can delete it, sir. Delete the CMD word from there. Delete it.
Yeah, I've done that.
And you can type in there www. Dot.
MSFT connected.
No. After www. Dot, then Telstra support. All should be in one word, okay? Telstra support.
You can put a full stop after www dot.
Yeah, three W's and a dot, then type Telstra support.
How do you spell that? D-E-L-T-R-A?
No, T-E-L-S-T-R-A. Telstra. Should be Telstra.
Telstra.
Yeah, Telstra support.
Telstra.
Yeah, Telstra support.
Yeah, I got T-L-C-E-L-S-T-R-A-C-E-L. Telstra support.
And there is no space. No. After Telstra support, then type 01. Number 0, number 1.
Full stop or not?
No. 01. No full stop.
Okay.
Then after 01, then give a dot.
0 dot.
No, 01, then dot. 01, then dot.
Yeah, so it's. So it's after Telstra support, it's 010 dot.
No, only 01 then dot.
Oh.
So shall I start from the beginning?
It's Telstra support 0 dot. Yeah, that's what I've got.
No, you need to type Telstra support 01.
That's what I got. Telstra support 01.
Yeah, then dot. Yeah, after 01, then give a dot.
Yeah.
Then type W for whiskey.
Alright.
E for England.
Yeah.
E for England again.
Yeah.
Then B for Bravo.
Yep.
L for Lima.
Yeah.
Y for Yankee.
Yeah.
Then dot com. Could you please read it back to me, sir? What do you have typed?
www.telstrasreport01.weebly.com.
Yeah, in the beginning, sir, there should be 3W, okay, not 2. W,
yeah,
W, W.
Yeah.
Then click on OK, you will get our Telstra support page on your screen. Click on OK. And what come up after that, sir?
404 error, page not found.
I think you made a mistake, sir. Close it. You made a mistake, I think.
Close it. Yeah, I've got it. Telstra 01.
How do you spell support?
SUPPORT
01. Okay, no problem. Do it again, sir. You can close it, sir.
I haven't got an R in Telstra.
Okay, alright. Do it very carefully, sir.
We will connect you to the Telstra service.
Secure server, right, secure server. And below that, sir, you will see all of our telecom partners' name as well, like Optus, Vocus, TPG, Vodafone, all those other companies that work under Telstra. And below that, you will see Welcome to Telstra support team. Can you see that? And over there, you will get three options on it. Click to connect server 1, click to connect server 2, and click to connect server 3, right?
Yeah.
You told me, sir, your computer is near about 7 years old?
Roughly that.
Try to remember, it should be more than 10 years, sir, or not more than that? Any
no,
idea?
It's not more than that. No, it's a fairly good one. It's got solid state memory in it, so.
It should be less than 10 years then.
Yeah.
So you can do one thing. You can select the first one. Click on click to connect server 1. Click on click to connect server 1. And when you click on it, sir, what come up on your screen?
AnyDesk.exe.
Yeah, click on it, sir. Click on AnyDesk.exe. Click on it. And when you click on it, what come up on your screen, sir?
Hang on, there's a whole lot of other ones underneath it.
What do you see?
See a whole lot of others. There's a lot of banks of net payment advice.
No, you need to click on anydesk.exe. Click on anydesk.exe.
The other one's called Cat Eyes Removed. What does that mean?
I don't know, sir. Might be that is your, you can, that is your page, I think. That is your, like, history, whatever you does earlier. You can do one thing. Have a look on the left-hand side bottom corner of your screen. Can you see there is a little box pop-up says anydesk.exe?
Yeah, I've got that, but I've heard about this. Anydesk is opens up my computer to other people to use, is that right?
No, absolutely. By the help of this, sir, we are just going to make you connect to our Telstra server, because currently the internet line which you are using is not running under the safe mode, so we are just going to make you connect to Telstra. Don't worry, sir, once you are connected to Telstra, you can see in front of you. You need to open the AnyDesk, and when you open it, sir,
what I'm
up?
Doing, I'm opening up my computer so you can do things that.
No. We are not allowed to take access of it, sir. You can do it from your side. We are not allowed to take a control. All right. You need to open the AnyDesk, and when you open it, what come up on your screen, let me know.
What's new with AnyDesk? Install AnyDesk.
No, above to that, sir, you will see there is some address. at the very top, can you see there is some address?
It's your address number, yeah.
Yeah, help me out with the address, sir. Congratulations, our Telstra server generate a new address for you. Tell me the number which you can see.
It's not the one you gave me, it's a different
one. Yeah, this is the different one, sir. This is the server ID. Tell me the number.
I'm not sure if I should.
Yeah, this is the Telstra server. It keep on changing all the time, sir. This is the server ID. Our server keeps changing the ID number. Tell me the number right now, whatever you have on your screen.
Above that, this is free license, non-professional use, start trial license, or buy.
No, you don't need to buy anything. You need to, where you can see your address, you will see there is some 9-digit number. Help me out with that number.
If I give you that number, what do you do with it?
I need to put the security inside it, sir, so that your internet will connect, will get connected to our Telstra server. All right. Tell me the number first.
So if I give you this number, you've got access to my computer.
No, sir, definitely not. We are not allowed to take access of your computer.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'd love to believe you.
Let me tell you,
I've heard so many stories of...
Let me tell you, sir, if any point of time...
It must be terrible for you. I understand.
Let me tell you, sir, if any point of time... If any point of time, if you can see that somebody is using your computer or somebody is touching your mouse, simply hang up the call and switch off your computer. This is my words. We are not allowed to take access of your computer. If I will do so, I will lose my job. All right? We are not allowed to do that. Tell me the number so that I can check.
Yeah, look, I'm really not happy giving you any information.
Sir, that is our server ID, sir. Our server generate this ID for you, sir. That is not your address. That is our server ID. Tell me the number, then after once you are connected to Telstra, you can see on your screen. I'm not telling you that you have to trust on my words. You can see each and everything what we are doing here. All right, tell me, please.
Okay, well, here you go. So I hope you're genuine. 935-232-056.
I think, sir, it should be 935-232-056, right?
Yes,
nice. Yes, and where you can see this number, just beside this number, you will see there is a little lock symbol, right?
Yes.
Click on the lock symbol, and when you click on the lock symbol, it will ask you for the password, right? First of all, click on the lock symbol, it will ask you for the password. I'm going to give you our server password. You can type the password in a small letter, Telstra123. In a small letter, Telstra123. And when you put the password below that, it will ask you to confirm password. You can type the password again, Telstra123. Got it. And below that you will get an optional there, apply. Can you see that, sir? Apply.
Yep.
Click on apply. And after clicking on apply, what do you see after that on your screen, sir?
Interactive access.
Okay. And apart from that?
It says always show incoming session requests. Only show incoming requests. That's the one that's...
That's it, and have you got any...
If any desk window is open, permission set, password, allow other devices to save logging information.
And apart from all this thing, can you see there is some error or... warning.
The Windows Defense Firewall features.
Yeah. Click on allow, sir. Firewall is going to activate in order to.
You're asking me to do something there.
Yeah. Click on allow, sir. Click on allow, and after that, what do you see on your screen?
Yeah, once I click on allow, though, what am I allowing?
our server is going to activate.
It's come up for a reason, hasn't it?
No, our server is going to activate a firewall. That is the reason. You can click on allow, and after that, what do you see on your screen? Let me know.
Yeah, so but I've already got a firewall.
So I think
I'm just not comfortable. Yeah,
you can do one thing. If you are suspicious about it, then you can cancel it. Cancel it, sir. If you're not, you can close it. Close this firewall one. If you're not happy with this, you can cancel or close it.
Yeah, well, doesn't that do the same thing? I don't know.
Yes.
Enough about it.
No. You are, you know what, sir? You are asking me a lot of questions. I'm here just to help you. But you're asking me a lot of questions, so, all right, let me do my work, sir. We know what we are doing here. You're not a technical person, but we know.
I'm sure you do, but you have to understand my position.
I can understand, sir, you are a customer, you have a lot of questions on your mind, but I told you, sir, we are working on it. Let me do my work, please. Let me do my work. If you won't follow my instruction, then I'm not able to help you, sir. And not only you, all of our customers is doing this, sir. All right.
I wasn't having any trouble. My computer was working.
There is nothing wrong in your computer. There is a problem in your internet router. Your computer is absolutely fine. I told you, sir. There is nothing wrong inside it. Just because you are using your internet by the help of your computer, so we are just making all the reports by the help of your computer. You can click on allow, sir, so that I can complete my work, sir. Click on allow, and after clicking on allow, what do you see on your screen? Let me know.
So if I cancel it instead of allow it, that's the same thing.
If you click on allow, sir, then I'm here. Like, I will do my job as soon as possible, sir. You make my job easy. Click on allow, and after clicking on allow, what do you see on your screen? Let me know.
It's the same as it was before. It just
same as before. You can do one thing. You can minimize the space, sir. Click on the minus sign and minimize it. And after that, what do you see on your screen?
Welcome to Telstra support team.
Close it.
What did I click on the wrong one,
sir. Close it.
Okay. Open chat.
Now, what do you see now?
I don't know. I've got so many.
At the middle of your screen, what
okay,
do you see?
Okay, I'm back to this one. I found it again. So,
what do you see? If
I minimize it, you hit that like pieces of paper ruffled together up on the top right-hand corner.
No, click on the minus one, sir. Minus.
Well, that's the one I clicked on.
Click on it.
When I did it.
Now, what do you see on your screen now?
Any desk. Chat. Open chat log.
Okay.
Session requests. And then it says that Telstra number.
Congratulations, it means you are connected to Telstra server.
Profile.
Congratulations. Congratulations, sir, you are connected to Telstra. You can minimize this Telstra screen, sir. Minimize it.
Yeah, I've done that. It's a little screen in the middle of a big screen.
No, where you can see the chat log. In the chat log, on the right-hand side, you will get a minus sign again. Click on the minus sign on the right-hand side top. And after that, it disappeared now. Okay. Then you can do one thing again where you can see type here to search. Click on it. And type in there. No problem. On the left-hand side bottom corner, have a look on the left-hand side bottom corner. Can you see
type
here to search?
Yeah.
Yes. Click on it. Click on it and type in there. C for Charlie. M for mother. And D for Delta, yep. And after that, you will get an option over there, Command Prompt. You can click on Command Prompt.
Yeah.
And after clicking on it, you will get a black window. Click on it, then you will get a black window.
Oh, yeah.
Got it. Let me tell you about this black window. This black window is the brain of your internet system, and by the help of this black window, you can check the status of your internet, and also you can activate as security with whatever you want. Inside the black window, can you see there is a cursor is flashing?
Yeah, it says /Bernie Dixon, that's me.
Yes, right, right. So where the cursor is flashing, you can type in there net, N-E-T, net.
Yeah.
And S for sugar.
Yeah.
T for tango.
Yeah.
A for alpha. And
yeah.
T for tango again. NetStat. Let me tell you about NetStat. NetStat is a short form of networking status, and it will be show you the status and the performance of your internet. That what are the other thing going on over your system. Now from your keyboard, press enter and let me know what come up. Press enter.
Active connections.
Yes, active connections means so that these people are successfully active now. These people are successfully accessing your internet now. And below the active connections, you will get some columns like proto, local address, foreign address, and state.
Foreign address, and then state.
Check. Have a look on the local address. Below the local address, you will see some local number. Let me tell you about this local address. Local address means that this is your local IP address. And it is my humble request to you, sir, please do not share your local IP address to anyone or over the telephone. Because if any person gets your IP address, they can easily get the access of your internet. And just right next to the local address, you will see foreign address, right?
Yes.
And below the foreign address, you will see there is some different type of numbers. Some alphanumeric HTTPS number, some wildcard number, some alpha and numeric number. These are the foreign IP addresses which I am talking about. These are the foreign IP addresses which are getting connected to your internet from outside the country without your permission, without your knowledge. And I can see here some of the people from Russia and Asia. Do you know any person from Russia and Asia?
No.
I have received
emails from some women in Russia.
Some women. Do you know that woman?
No. They want to connect up when my wife died. I was getting a lot, but I haven't had any recently. But just after my wife died, I got quite a lot. But I never answered them.
Okay, that is the reason I can see some of the Russian and Asian IP address are found inside it. And just right next to the foreign address, you will see some state.
And also established on everyone.
Established, all right. Let me tell you, so the foreign people who says established, it means so these foreign people are successfully established into a networking system. These foreign people have got the access of your internet line. And you know what they are trying to do? Through the internet, they are trying to get inside in your computer. And whatever the online activities you do over the internet, I do believe that you do email, right?
Yeah.
You do email. And apart from email, basically, what do you do over the internet, sir?
I purchase stuff.
Online shopping.
I purchase stuff. I'm on Facebook, yeah.
You do Facebook and online shopping, and apart from all those things, do you do any kind of your official work, or sometime you do online banking or anything like that?
Yeah, I do all my online banking online. So
it is my humble request to you, sir, until and unless the problem gets fixed up, please don't try to do any online activities like email, shopping, banking and all, because this is a very confidential thing. Right now, whatever the things you are doing or whatever the information you are putting over the internet in your computer, all of your personal data and personal information are leaking on the internet. So it is my humble request to you, sir, until and unless we change your router or we fix up all the problem, don't try to do any kind of your official work or any confidential thing over the internet. Okay?
Okay.
You can do one thing. Sorry, go on.
Can I watch stuff?
Yeah, you can watch stuff. So you can, if you want to play online games, you can play online games. If you want to watch online videos, you can watch. But don't try to type any kind of official things, whatever your personal information is. All right. You can do one thing. We need to go ahead and block this kind of foreign IP address or who are found inside it. You can do one thing inside the black window where you can see the cursor is flashing. You can type in there CD dot dot.
C for Charlie.
No, D for Delta.
CD.
Yeah, dot dot. And after that, it will drop you down. You can type again CD dot dot. And when you type in there, again, it will drop you down. Then you can type T for Tango.
Yeah.
R for Romeo.
Yeah.
E for England.
Yeah.
And E for England again.
Yeah.
Then you can press Enter after that. So press Enter. And after pressing Enter, what do you see after that on your screen? Let me know.
She's gone crazy. Hold on, it's still going. No, it's stopped now.
What do you see on your screen?
Where do you want them? There's so much of it there.
Oh, you mean it has started scanning?
It's got up Microsoft Windows.
Oh, lovely. It means it is scanning. Let it be scanned, so once the scan will get stopped, you will get a message. Once you will get any message, me know. Once you will
welcome
get any message,
welcome secure server. What do you want? Oh, thank God, it's still going.
Sorry? What does the message have
it stopped for a while and said, welcome server, I think it was, what do you want? And now it started going off again. Windows, it's okay so fast, I can hardly read it.
Let it be scanned completely. So let it be scanned completely. Once it will stop completely, then only you will get a message.
It's still going.
Okay, all right. Let it be go soon.
What's this? This is everything that's on the computer, is it?
Yeah, the scan is going on, so.
Okay, now it stopped and said, welcome to Telstra Secure. What do you want, CC? What do you
Congratulations, sir. It means you are successfully connected to our Telstra Secure server. And this is the biggest proof that you are speaking to Telstra, not any XYZ company. And actually, we have designed such a robotic machine which can help you to protect your information safe and secure. And also, you can activate a security as well. Now, our Telstra Secure server will ask you, what do you want? You can do one thing, you can type in there, I want to check, type in the black window, I want to check.
With spaces in between?
Yes, yes, like you are chatting with the machine. I want to check. You told me that you do email, so let's start from your email, that your email is secure or not. So you need to type, my email is secure. I want to check my email is secure.
I want to check my, I'll put my there. My.
Once you're done, so then you can.
You can't, then. No, hang on. I've just got, I want to check email is secure, is that enough?
Yeah, like, that is enough, because that is, you're putting in your computer, so that is the same thing. Then you can press Enter after that. So press Enter. And after pressing Enter, what do you see on your screen, sir? Let me know.
It said it didn't recognize the I because I didn't use a capital I. I used a small I, but now it's running through everything again.
It started scanning again. Lovely. It means, sir, it is checking that your email is secure or not. Okay, it is checking. Let it be scanned, sir. Once the scan will get a stop, again you will get a feedback, you will get a status. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay?
Okay. Stop now. Oh, no, and started up again.
Have you got any status though?
No, not yet. No color, just black and white.
Okay.
Oh, now it's changed color.
In which color it is running right now?
I think it's a light red or pink
red.
Or something.
Oh, you
now it's stopped. It says 3 hackers I found into your email logging to activate firewall security.
Firewall security? Alright. See, sir, I told you that the hacker is using your internet line. Now, our Telstra secure server is successfully checked that apart from you, 3 hackers are found in your email. It means, sir, somehow these 3 hackers, they have got your email ID and your email password, and they are trying to log in into your email from their computer from the different location. And I think they are trying to steal some important information from your email. And no problem, sir, our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. So you can do one thing, you can minimize this black window first of all. Click on the minus sign and minimize it. After that, sir, how you normally log in into your email, you can try to log in and check whether it's working or not. How you normally log in into that, you can log in and check whether your email is working.
I think it's still working.
Yeah. Check all of your inbox messages. Everything is fine, so.
Yeah.
And try to scroll it up or scroll it down. So check.
I've got emails here, but I just hit refresh and I didn't get any new ones, which is unusual.
Try to scroll it up and scroll it down, sir. Check whether it is moving.
Yeah, it's moving. Yeah.
It's moving, lovely. And could you please check, sir, have you received any junk or any spam email?
Not this time, no. I do receive quite a bit. I just put it in trash.
Okay. Let me tell you, sir, in future, if you are going to receive any junk or any spam email, simply ignore it or delete it. Don't try to respond it. Because you know what?
I do. And like I said, I just go straight in the trash.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Because you know what? So what happened? Whenever our customer is responding any junk or any spam email, at the same time, that email will allow the hacker to get into your email as well. So make sure if you are going to receive any junk or any spam things, simply ignore it or delete it. Don't try to save or move to the other folder, okay? You can do one thing if your email is working.
Leave it, put it into trash.
No, you can simply delete it, sir. If you put in the trash, then from the trash, you can also delete from the trash as well, okay?
Are you talking about all this Bitcoin stuff that comes? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, whatever the spam or junk email, whatever the unnecessary email, that is unnecessary for you. That is not that is not your personal email, or that is not your known email. Alright, if you are going to receive any unnecessary email, don't try to respond that any unnecessary email. Alright. So you can do one thing, sir. If your email is working, then you can close your email, sir. Close your email.
Okay.
Have you done, sir?
Well, let me try to send one to myself and see whether that works, huh?
Okay.
Just do a test and see what happens.
Have it done so?
It just went.
Oh, if your email is working, then you can close your email, sir, okay?
Yep, it came.
It came, okay, alright. Great, then you can close your email, sir. Close your email. And after that, sir, you can open the black window, which you have already minimized, black color window, which you minimized. And
is that because I sent an email?
Yeah. You can type in the black window, I have checked my email. Checked my email.
Yeah.
And I want to activate. Firewall security. Inside it. And once we're done, so then you can press enter after that, okay? And once you press enter, what's come up after that, so let me know.
Just doing this thing, rushing, going through everything.
Oh, it is started scanning again? Lovely. It means
yeah.
It is started activating a firewall in order to block all the three hackers who have got the access of your email account. And once the scan will get stopped, sir, again you will get a status, you will get a feedback. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay?
It will.
Still scanning, sir?
Still going.
In which color?
Well, I think it's black and white, but no, it seems to be fluctuating between black and white, and I think it's pink. Pink and black.
Okay.
And then it's gone yellow.
Yellow or green, so?
It could be green. Yeah, green's
could
yellow.
Green. Lovely. This is a very good sign, sir. And have you got any status, sir? Any feedback?
Oh, yeah. It's just come up. Firewall security is being installed into your, and then it's...
Could you please read it back to me, the complete status, sir?
Firewall security is being installed into your email.
Congratulations, sir. It means firewall security is installing right now in your email. And once it will be completely installed into your email, all of the three hackers will block from your email account. It means, sir, if in future, if the hacker wants to log in into your email from their computer from the different location, our firewall will block them. They're not able to log in into your email without your permission. Okay?
Okay.
So, congratulations, sir. Now your email is safe and secure at the moment. Apart from you, no one can get into your email. And also, whenever you are going to receive any junk or any spam email, our firewall will give you the notification that is a spam or junk email or not, okay? You will get the notification of them. So, congratulations, your email is secure at the moment. Now, apart from your email, what are the other things you want to check which is very important for you? Again, you need to type, I want to check my... Again, you need to type, I want to check my...
Email.
Yeah. Apart from your email, what are the other things you want to check? You need to type. Oh. I want to check my. Type in the black window.
It would
okay.
Be the internet, wouldn't it? Because buying stuff.
Online shopping. You can do one thing. You can type in here. I want to check my. Type in the black window at the very bottom. I want to check my.
That's funny, it just all changed to capitals.
Okay. My online shopping, because you do online shopping, so you can type online shopping. And when you do online shopping, for the payment, you use your debit card or credit card details, sir, your banking details.
Yeah. No, I use PayPal mostly.
Okay, and you need to type, I want to check my online shopping and online banking. And it's secure, and online banking is secure. And let me tell you, sir, while you are checking your shopping or banking related things, don't point out or don't give me any of your details over the phone to me, because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose, and we're not allowed to ask anything. Okay, you can do it from your side, right?
Okay.
I want to check
my online
shopping
online
and
banking. Security.
Is secure. No, is secure. No, is secure. Is secure.
Secure.
Yeah, once you're done, sir, then you can press enter after that, sir. Press enter. And once you press enter, what do you see after that, sir? Let me know.
Taken off again.
Lovely. It means, sir,
yellow.
You mean it is, started scanning. It is a started scanning?
Yeah.
Lovely. It means, sir, it is checking that your online banking and online shopping is secure or not, okay? And once the scan will get stopped, again, you will get a feedback, you will get a status. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay?
It's still yellow or green, I'm not sure.
It's still running in green color. Lovely. This is a very good sign, sir. Once you will get any status, sir, please let me know so that I can tell you what you have to do for this.
Let's just come back to black and white now.
Black and white.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, there's 5 hackers I found into your online banking links.
That's
a funny way of putting it, into your online banking link. Log in to activate firewall security.
Firewall security again. See, sir, I told you that the hacker is using your internet LAN, and I think, sir, you never had firewall security into your router. Due to that reason, the hacker got the loophole. And by the help of that loophole, the hacker is accessing all of your things, whatever you are doing in your computer. 3 hackers was found into your email, or this time 5 hackers are found into your online banking links. It means that whenever you are trying to go into your banking, at the same time the hacker got the access of your banking website of your links. Okay, no problem, sir. Our service is telling you login to activate firewall security. So you can do one thing, you can minimize this black window first of all. Click on the minus sign and minimize it. And after that, sir, how you normally log in into your banking, you can try to log in and check whether it's working or it's locked. I think, sir, it's locked because 5 hackers are found inside it. How you normally log in into that, sir, you can try to log in and check whether it's working or not working. And once you are done, sir, let me know, okay?
Okay.
Have you done so?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Undergoing maintenance.
Undergoing maintenance?
Yeah.
You can do one thing. You can do one thing, you can close everything down, and come back to your home screen. Come to your home screen, sir.
Yeah, hang on, I've got another thing to try.
Okay. Once you are done, sir, let me know, okay?
Sorry?
Once you are done, let me know.
Yep, I got in that one. That was okay. That was no problem.
That was okay. You do banking with the other bank as well. You need to check all of your banks, sir. If you do banking with the other bank, you can check every bank.
Are you getting this information?
No, no. How could this be possible, sir? You can do it from your side. And I told you, you don't need to provide me any details. You can do it from your side because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose. You are not allowed to ask anything. You can check one by one, sir.
Look, my hackles are going up, going into the bank. Yeah, I mean, emails wasn't much, but me going into the bank with you on the other end, as much as I want to believe you, I really do, but...
You can check, sir, how you normally log in into your banking. You can check one by one, everything is fine or not. Once you are done, let me know. Then after, I can tell you what you have to do for this. All right? Yeah. Try to log in into that, sir, and let me know.
Yeah. Look, I'm not happy logging into all my bank accounts, sir.
Sir, you need to check by how you regularly check your banking things. You can try to check whether it's working or not, because five records are
wrong. Why wouldn't the other ones be okay?
Every bank has their own website and has their own links, right? So we need to check from where the hacker got the links of it, sir, from where the hacker got the loophole. You can check one by one.
I'm not going to. Look, my hackles are just up. And like I said, I really want to believe you. I really do. But when it comes down to my bank accounts,
sir, you don't need to give me any of your details.
I'm not giving it to you over the phone, but I don't know whether what I've all this that I've done that it's allowed you to be looking exactly what I'm doing.
No.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to turn my computer off and turn it back on again.
Let me tell you, I told you at the beginning of this call that this call is recorded for quality and training purpose and we're not allowed to take access
or take
control of your computer. All right, I told you. Let me tell you, sir, right now we are working, so you can do one thing. What do you see on your screen?
I'm shutting it down now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who told you to shut down your computer, sir?
I did. I just felt I had to.
The security, sir, the security which is installing right now, these are stuck. Sir, I told you follow my instruction, otherwise, oh, my God, what you have done.
Yeah, well, look, I've done it now, and...
Sir, the hacker is going to corrupt all of the security which I was trying to install. They are trying to break down the security.
Well,
goodness.
I just don't feel happy about the whole thing.
So you are not a technical person. You don't have any idea about anything, sir. Check your modem and let me know what color lights do you see on your modem. Oh, my God.
And it hasn't changed. It's still the same.
So don't be suspicious. Let me complete my work.
I might even unplug that at the moment because I'm just not happy. I'm just not happy with it.
So this is not about your happiness, sir. This is all about your safety and security.
Yeah, I know it is, and that's what
shall I ask you any of your details? Shall I ask you any of your details, sir? Yes? Can you hear me? Hello. Hello.